Hello?
Hello, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is her.
All right. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to file a new claim. I guess that's how you're supposed to do it. You call the number.
When was the last time you did a weekly certification?
I never did it before. This will be my first time.
So you don't have an active claim. That's what I'm sorry. I need to ask.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead with your social.
416-519-2239.
All right. I have 416-519-2239.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And could you verify your name for me, please?
Breonna Mitchell.
All right, Ms. Mitchell. What's your mother's maiden name?
Nicole Austin.
Okay. And your driver's license number, please, ma'am.
16.
Okay.
I-0196-328.
So it's a non-drivers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that was I-0196-328?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and Ms. Mitchell, go ahead and verify your date of birth for me.
11/05/1999.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to ask a few questions. We'll go ahead and get your claim opened. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir. No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
All right. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. Ms. Mitchell, what was the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. That prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And is it your checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. And if you have that routing and account number, I'm ready.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's taking me a minute because I ain't logging here anymore.
That's okay.
Thank you. Okay, so you want the router number first?
Yes, whichever one you got to first, that's fine.
Okay. 0739-72181. That's the router number.
All right, so that's I have 0739-72181.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead with the account number.
7-0-0-0-5-8-1-5-9. C-8-8-4-4.
All right, that's, and it's 3 zeros after the 7, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then 581-596-8844.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Mitchell, go ahead and verify your mailing address for me.
2909 D Davidson Street, Tuskegee Institute, Alabama, 36088.
Thank you. And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Mitchell, what's a good contact number for your claim?
334-339-2829.
And I have the phone number as 334-339-2829?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the zip code for your address again? Make sure it's 36088.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask a few questions here, Ms. Mitchell. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
All right, Ms. Mitchell, when was the last day you worked?
Saturday.
This past Saturday?
Yes, ma'am.
The 10th. I'm sorry, the 3rd. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
No, the 10th.
Oh, it was the 10th.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right, so December 10th, 2022. All right. All right, Ms. Mitchell, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay.
I was fine.
Okay. These are just questions. There are more questions they're asking. And then we're gonna,
okay.
And do you work for yourself or own a business or a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. And Ms. Mitchell, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10.
I'm sorry, Ms. Mitchell, what was your answer?
No.
Okay, and then how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10 miles.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Okay, and do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay, and did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. All right, Ms. Mitchell, what was your job title?
Sales associate.
Okay, and are you seeking employment in your current occupation?
No.
Okay, and what occupation are you trying to gain employment in?
Housekeeping or food service work.
All right, and do you have any experience in the type of work you're seeking?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Mitchell, who was your last employer?
Her name, what, the company?
Yes.
Dollar General.
And give me one moment to get that pulled up. All right, and may I have their phone number, please, ma'am?
I think it's 334. Oh, okay. My number is 334-439-7004.
I have 334-439-7004.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Mitchell, what was your employment start date?
I think December 1st
of this year.
Yeah.
And the last day you work was the 10th.
Yeah. No, I think that can't be right. Cause I've been alone. You know. I think it was November 30th. Cause I started on like a Wednesday.
Yeah, November 30th was a Wednesday.
Yeah, November 30th.
Okay, and what city and state was the work performed in?
Tuskegee, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All right, Ms. Mitchell, why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
What discharge means?
Fired. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and the reason?
don't know. She ain't giving no reason.
So there was no reason given?
No.
All right. And what was the name and title of the person that terminated you, Ms. Mitchell?
I don't know her last name. I just know her first name. Her first name is Bobby, and I think she's a manager.
You said Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay.
B-O-B-B-I.
And she's the manager. Okay. And what was the date? What date were you informed of your termination?
On the 10th.
Okay. And specifically, what were you told by the employer upon being terminated?
I'm fired.
All right. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
I tried to negotiate with her, but she wasn't trying to hit it. So, she did. I tried to negotiate and talk with her, and she didn't want to talk. So I just popped out and went home.
Okay. All right, and Ms. Mitchell, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
What you mean? I don't understand the question. I'm sorry.
In other words, do you want them to take taxes out of your weekly benefit check?
No.
All right, I have your 4-digit temporary PIN number, and that number is 3999.
I need to say it.
That's your temporary PIN number that you're going to use when you get ready to file your weekly certification. You can change that PIN number whenever you're ready. But when you file your first claim, you're going to use 3999.
So it's 399. It's 39?
Yes, it's actually the last two numbers of your Social Security number and the last two numbers of the year you were born. So it's 3999.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go over the closing statements, and we're going to be done. All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Also, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Mitchell, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Okay, so you said when I log in, I do claim online, or I have to wait 2 weeks?
I mean, you could do your weekly certification online or over the phone, but you won't have to do anything this week. You can actually start next week. Sunday through Friday of next week is when you'll do your first weekly certification. The claim we did today actually has it in for you today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you can either go online or on the telephone, by the telephone, Ms. Mitchell.
Okay.
And, of course, once you because I did hear you mention you asked about the PIN number.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, it's going to ask you for your entire social, and then it's going to ask you for that four-digit PIN that I just gave.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Mitchell, and thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Yes, ma'am.